Okay, we are holding in the fourth parak of Maseches Peah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel in the fourth parak. So last thing we learned, because since Mishnah Beis is a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, it's important to realize that the last thing we learned was that generally the way Peah is given is that it is not distributed, it is left. You leave it out in the field, and the Aniyim come, and they collect it themselves, but there is no official distribution. That's Olani V'lager Ta'azov. However, if all of the Aniyim together say we'd rather have a distribution and there's no dissenting voice, then they could have a distribution. Also, if it's a dangerous place, like climbing up a tall tree where we don't want a whole bunch of Aniyim vying for the same fruits, climbing up a tall tree where they could hurt each other, so then we'll also we will make an exception and there will be a distribution of the Peah rather than the Peah just being left for them. So we learned in the last Mishnah that let's say you have 99 Aniyim that are saying we'd rather have a distribution and one Ani, and the Tosafot said even if that one Ani is a super strong man, says I'd rather have a Kol Da'olam Gavar, battle for it where I have to go fight for it, we listen to that one Ani because what he's saying is actually the halacha. However, says our Mishnah Beis, Bedalus Ubedekel, if you have a tall tree, ain't okay. And then the halacha is the exact opposite. Then Afilu Tishim Betisha Omrim Lavuz Ve'echad Omrim L'chalik, then even if 99 people say we'd rather have everyone just fight for it, and only one of them says I'd rather have a normal distribution, Lazeh Shomin, we listen to the one who says he wants to have a distribution, Sha'amar Ka'alacha, because in such a case he's the one that's speaking, that's saying what is the correct thing, la halacha. Now in the Melech HaShlomo on the bottom of the Mishnayos, he quotes a Sefer Yerayim that Bedalus Ubedekel aren't two examples of tall trees, but rather Shehikivu HaTvua VaGefen Al HaDekel, that it's describing where you have a vine that is grafted onto a Dekel tree, and that's the kind of tall tree where you have to do a distribution and you can't just have everyone fight for it. So says Melech HaShlomo, why would you say that that's Pshat in the Mishnah? We're talking about grafting a vine onto a Dekel tree. What's the chiddush of it? Once it's a tall tree, it's a tall tree. What do you have to say that you're grafting a vine onto a Dekel tree? Pashto says these are two separate cases. There's the vine, where if it's very tall, it's unsafe and people could fall. And there's a Dekel tree, which also very tall, people could fall off. So says Melech Shom of Kashal and Yisdaiti, I'll say for Yireim, that Tamarim Nami Chayavim Bepeik, Idnan Lel Perakam, Vishema, the Hakamashmal and Perushal Zal. Maybe what the Sefer Yireim Shayim teaches is the following. Delomi Bayi Leperos Dekel Gufei, the Moro de Mechalik. Not only would you have to take down the dates that grow on the Dekel tree in order to distribute them normally, Ela Afilu Lamashim Murkavala Dekel, even that which only grows on the Dekel tree because it is grafted onto the Dekel tree, even that you would have to take down and distribute, and you can't just let people go for it. You might think that since it's a very uncommon case, the Rabbanan would have never been mesakin, that that's what you do. So kamashmalan, that since it is dangerous, you have to do a normal distribution, and you're not allowed to just rely on everyone going and fighting for it. So again, the Sefer Yerayim had said that the case of Dalus and Dekel is one case. It's grafting a vine onto a Dekel tree, which is not the pashtus of the Mishnah. Melech HaShlomo asked, I don't understand, why would you have to make it that it's a case where you're grafting one onto the other? Each one individually is chayiv in peah. So just say each one individually. The Dekel tree alone is chayiv in peah because it grows dates. So the answer was, it's coming to me an extra chiddush, that even in a case that's so uncommon of grafting another fruit onto a Dekel tree, that even in such a case we have to do a normal distribution rather than leaving it for people to fight about it. Over here also the Tos Yom Tov says that when we listen to that one guy against the other 99 who wants the distribution, Tos Yom Tov says even if he's a Zokin v'tosh koach ochole, even if he's a weakling and that's why he has a vested interest in saying that he wants a normal distribution, we still listen to him because he's the one that's saying kahalacha, he's the one that's saying what is actually correct, la halacha. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Not on mixas peah, vizorka lashar. Let's say one of the aniyim takes a little bit of peah, and he takes the peah that he took and he throws it on the rest of the peah, as if, he can't get to all of the peah to grab it for himself, so he throws the peah that he took on the rest of the peah as a way of sort of claiming it for himself. It's like when you put something on a chair to save a seat, so he's throwing his peah on the rest of the peah to save the rest of the peah for himself, to reserve the rest of the peah for himself. Says the Mishnah, ain't low ba klum. He gets to keep none of that. He doesn't get anything. And the Bar Tanur points out, not only does he not get that which lies under the payah that he had taken, even the payah that he had initially taken properly, he doesn't get it. It's a special knas that we don't even let him keep that, because he's trying to play unfairly. You got to only take what you can take, and you can't try to make these invalid forms of kinyan to claim more than you're entitled to. Nafalo aleha. Similarly, if instead of doing a kinyan, he just falls on it, upiris taliso aleha, or he spreads his talis over the peah, mavir nosohemenu. We take it away from him. He doesn't get to keep it. V'chein beleket, v'chein b'omer ashicha. And the same is true with other matnos aniyim, like leket and omer ashicha. Now, when he falls on it, you would think that he has been koneh it, because as Bar Tanur points out, normally there's a kinyan called kinyan dalet amos, that if a person is within four amos of something, you're koneh it. So the Bar Tanur gives two explanations why in this case you're not koneh. He says, but only in a simta and in tzidir rishus rabim. In someone else's field, there is no takanat rabbanim called kinyan dalet amos. So while there is such a halacha, the kinyan dalet amos, that doesn't apply on someone else's property. And by definition, if he's claiming payah, he's getting it from someone else's property. Inami, another possible explanation, says the Bar Tanura, kivan de nafal ala golidaite de benefila nichle de likni bar bamos lo nichle de likni. The dalet amos is kona for a person, maybe even in someone else's field, but that's only if you're trying to be kona in someone else's field using dalet amos. By virtue of the fact that he jumped on it, or that he put his clothing over it, his talus over it, that's an indication that he was not trying to be kona utilizing the kinyan of dalet amos, that instead he was trying to make some other new form of kinyan, which quite simply doesn't exist. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim writes that an ani that takes miktsas peya and throws it on the rest, or he falls on it, or he spreads his talus on it, so we take away even the original peya that he had that he had originally picked legitimately, we take that away from him as well. Sounds like the Rambam learns our Mishnah that in all three cases we take away even the original peya that he had taken, whereas when you look at the Mishnah, it doesn't sound that way. The Mishnah gave three cases. One is where he takes some of the pay and throws it on the rest. In such a case, we said, ein lo ba klum. He doesn't even get the original pay that he had taken. But then the next two cases of nafalo ala, piris taliso ala, all it says is mavir nosayim, and we take away that payah, but not the original payah that he had taken. Why would we take away the original payah that he took legitimately? So it's unclear where the Rambam got this from. It doesn't seem that way from the Mishnah. That is the kasha of the Tosfos Yom Tov. So how do we answer that kasha? If you look at the Mishnah Rishona, he writes, Nira didaik miduktani zorka veloktani hinicha. That it says zorka, not hinicha. Mishum di hinicha lo muchach dikte liknos mechavein elu urche lo hinicha besamachlo. Sometimes when you place something down, it's not evident that you're trying to make a kinyan. You're just trying to put your talus down. And it happens to be that there's peah underneath where you put your talus down. But when you're zoreik, that sounds like you're being zoreik dafka to that area because you're trying to make a kinyan. So now we understand that the Rambam, what the Rambam was saying, that if noflim mimenu, if he's nafal or he's paris taliso, when noflim mimenu akol, we take it all away. Why didn't the Mishnah list it as one sentence? Why did the Mishnah have to divide it into two sentences? Because there is a chilek. Because in the reisha, it's dafka if you throw it, but if you were to place the payah that you already have on the other payah, we would not take anything away from you. It's only if you throw it. Whereas in the case of nafalo aleha, piris taliso aleha, that's regardless of whether you place your talis or you throw your talis. When you place your body or you throw your body, that's either way, we're going to take it away from you. So that, for emphasis, the Rambam says in Mishnah Rishona. Why does the Rambam think the Mishnah said it in two separate cases? If the halach is the same in all three, that we're going to take away even the payah that you picked legitimately, it's because there is a halachic difference. Now, in the first case where you're putting your peah on the other peah, so that only, we only penalize you if you were zorek. But in the second and third case, where you fall on it, or you spread your talus over it, we penalize you regardless of how you placed it there, because clearly you were trying to make a kinyan. So to quickly review, Mishnah Beis told us that if the peah is on a very tall tree, then you do a distribution, and even if 99 out of 100 aniyim say that they'd rather just fight for it, you still do a distribution. Mishnah Gimel taught us that if an ani tries to acquire more peah in an illegitimate manner, by putting peah on top of it, by falling on it, by spreading his talus over it, then he does not accomplish what he intended to accomplish. He does not get to keep that peah. But as Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid.